Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great guest, Ted Spiker, the author of Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. And this is one of his early interviews on the book, because the book comes out on Thursday on the 16th, but you can pre-order it from Amazon. I did it myself, so pre-order it from Amazon today. Ted Spiker, Downsize, D-O-W-N-S-I-Z-E, 12 Truths. This is a fast read. You will read it and get real truths about how to lose weight, how to get healthy, more importantly, through this book. And it really is. There are 12 great truths. We went through the first one, which is frustration, which I take as... if you will, and Ted has written it as focusing on the process will get you unstuck, which really in my mind means just start doing something and you will get healthier. Number four in this list of 12 truths for turning pants-splitting frustration into pants-fitting success, I'm going to get to in a second. But Ted, this book isn't written just for guys or men, is it?
That's right, and I think that's something that we kind of, you know, lose in this whole discussion of weight loss. Is there has to be a guy solution and there has to be a women's solution. And you know, I hope that the truths that I cover really are not gender specific, because I think men and women, though very different biologically and though very different psychologically, I think there's some common ground. I think anybody who kind of goes through this process where they're up and down with weight and up and down with, you know, their fingers being in a marshmallow goo and eating and frustrated with everything, you know, I think that there's some common themes that both genders go through. So it's absolutely for both men and women.
And one of the things that I like under this chapter, humiliation, is getting past our past. To me, that means, if you will, saying, yeah, I've done a lot of things wrong in the past, but that doesn't mean I'm condemned to live as a fat guy or fat woman, or that doesn't mean I'm condemned to live unhealthily now. What did you mean it to mean?
Well, I think that anybody who's struggled with weight has probably come across a moment where they've been embarrassed or humiliated or gone through an experience in public where they just didn't feel good about their weight. I mean, for me, I've had a bunch of them, you know, but one of my most memorable ones where I was running a half marathon and I thought I was doing great and I was pepping along and I was about halfway and I was like, wow, this feels really good. And then all of a sudden I hear like a loudspeaker, sir, are you okay? Do you need some water? I was like, can't be talking to me. You know, I was feeling great. Sir, do you need some water? And I looked back, and it was the race ambulance. I was in the very back, and the race ambulance was tailing me. I was like a parade horse in the back, you know, just cleaning up the mess. And it just defeated me. It just deflated me, and I just was just crushed, because here I thought I was doing well. So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of us who go through weight problems kind of go through that moment. And there are a couple things that you have to do. You have to say that, exactly as you said, you're not your past one. And what psychologists have said, to the way you get past that moment of humiliation, is simply articulate it. Simply say it to somebody you trust. I mean, that's part of this problem, is that we are so introverted and private when it comes to weight loss. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to say how we're feeling. We don't want to say that we're embarrassed. Now, this is especially men. Men don't want to talk about their, you know, embarrassing moments. But just talking about it kind of gets you past it, and you say, wow, it's actually not that bad, no big deal. We move on and do better.
And so this book isn't just for men, it's for women too. But getting past the past and getting respect for yourself is part of what people are doing. And you title this The Difference Between Shame and Humiliation. What's the difference?
Well, one of them is about kind of feeling it internally. And that's kind of a deeper rooted feeling. Humiliation, according to the way psychologists define it, really has to do with some element of an audience, you know, being in public and feeling that kind of embarrassment in front of other people. And kind of getting past that is dealing with the fact that other people you think may be judging you. And I've kind of learned a lot about it. And I think that, you know, I have a friend who's a sports psychologist, Doug Newberg, who's in the book quite a bit, talking about this idea of feel. And one thing that he said to me just kind of hit home to me. I've been so worried about what people think about me and how people view, you know, how I look and how I run and all of this. And he just said to me once simply, he's like, people don't care about you. Like, not, he didn't mean that meanly. He just meant that in a way that, like, everybody's wrapped up in their own lives. Nobody cares that your hips might be a little bit bigger than the average guy. And it just kind of hit me. It's true. It's, we put so much stock in our own, like, issues, and we think everybody is judging us all the time. And it's really not the truth. And once you kind of realize that, you can kind of take ownership of it and get past it.
So part of getting past it, I should say, is just reading this book helps people get past it, because it is really a fun, fun book. I mean, you're not hearing the humor that comes out, but literally you will laugh, you will cry. You don't do that with diet books. You don't do that with this type of book. But you will, I mean, you will want to finish it that first night you start it, and you will laugh and cry. It is just a joy. Now, you also have a section here towards the end on dedication. And you write, dedication is what happens backstage, not in the performance.
Yep.
Tell us what you meant.
Well, I think that, you know, when it has a lot to do with exercise, certainly, and eating well. I mean, that's what good health is all about, right? If you can sustain, you know, good eating, good exercise throughout your life, you're going to get yourself into a good shape. But being able to do it over a long period of time is really how it happens. So dedication, you know, I think is something that, you know, it happens when nobody's watching. It happens when we're not trying to perform for people. It happens when it's midnight and the pantry's calling you and the corn chips are there, barbecue corn chips are there, and you're saying, wow, this would taste really good with a side of cheese dip and a couple beers and maybe some chocolate cake and, oh, hey, the bottle of wine's there too. And then all of a sudden you're back to where you started. So dedication is really kind of thinking about what we talked about in the very beginning, the process. And to think about, okay, what do I need to do to make myself healthy every day, to make myself healthy this week, to make myself healthy this month? And it's when nobody's watching is where all the gains are made. You know, we can eat well, you know, when we're in public and we're trying to show off for people, but how can we do it when nobody's watching? And that's kind of what our true character is really about. It's about, you know, what we can do over the long term.
And if I can go to number 10, which is the 10 of the 12 truths. We haven't gone through all of them. We're talking to Ted Spiker, S-P-I-K-E-R, author of the book Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. It is the book that I try and read the books each week, and usually I only get through about half of them. This one I got through literally in under one night. I just couldn't stop. I couldn't put it down. It was so good. Ted, we only have a short period of time, so I'm not going to ask you about inspiration, but just tell people what it says. It says, truth, you will get most inspired when you try to inspire. And this book inspired me and inspires and can't help but inspire anyone who picks it up. It's fantastic. You will cry. You will laugh. You will enjoy it. And you will read it quickly. Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. When we come back from the break, we have another great book, but I don't want to say don't get downsized. Do get downsized. But the other book, Eating Dangerously. Two people, Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown, who really have done an awful lot for food safety. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We don't have any lines open. We're not taking questions right now, but stay well on Radio MD.